Talofa, and here's the news. A man captured on surveillance cameras breaking into a home in Nu'uli is not an inmate. The image captured in the footage shows a likeness to Paris Fatulau, who escaped more than once from the TCF last year. KHJ News received confirmation from the acting director of the Department of Corrections, Maipuna Foifua, that Fatulau was released from TCF at the beginning of the year after serving his prison sentence. The man shown on the video footage is alleged to have broken into homes in Nu'uli, Malaimi and Tafuna. A homeowner in Nu'uli said the suspect took off with a speaker and drill and also removed their closed-circuit TV system. Foifua told KHJ News that all inmates were accounted for at the time the alleged break-ins took place. Meanwhile, residents have expressed frustration at the marked increase in burglaries and theft taking place across the territory. The Dewa Gym in Tafuna was the place to be last Saturday. The 2026 STEAM Fest, organized by the American Samoa Community Development Network, Oceania CDN, featured many interactive displays by government agencies and non-profit organizations with the aim of showcasing learning and career opportunities in STEAM fields, that is, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. There were remotely operated vehicles, solar car competition, school clubs and student showcases, booths featuring job opportunities in STEAM fields, as well as art activities and entertainment. ASEPA Director Edna Nonga, a member of the Oceania CDN board, said the territory offers many opportunities for STEAM-related careers.
Our purpose or our mission is to spread STEAM education, just the opportunities. We want our kids to know that there are a lot of career opportunities in these fields, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Mm. It is so relevant to us here, whether it's all the projects that's happening here on the island, whether it's construction, you know, all of the broadband stuff that's happening. We want our kids to know that we're not talking about futuristic. We're talking about now, and they need to start planning now. And I think if you go in there, you've seen all the different partners that's there. The help is there. We have the professionals that we don't have to hire from outside. We actually have our islanders that are returning home.
As the United States prepares to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, Right to Democracy is bringing together a bipartisan group of lawmakers on June 4th for a congressional briefing that will examine the meaning of consent of the governed for residents of Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, and the Northern Marianas. The briefing, What Does Consent of the Governed Mean in U.S. Territories?, is organized in coordination with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and members of Congress from several U.S. territories. It will also include special guest Daniel Imawa, New York Times best-selling author of How to Hide an Empire, A History of the Greater United States. The briefing, to be held in Washington, D.C., will provide members of Congress and their staff with historical background on the current relationship between U.S. territories and the United States through the lens of the Declaration of Independence. Adi Martinez-Roman, co-director of Right to Democracy, which works to advance democracy, equity, and self-determination in U.S. territories, commented, 250 years ago, the United States declared a foundational democratic concept that legitimate governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Yet for 125 years, the federal government has ruled U.S. territories without full constitutional or civil rights and without a clear pathway to self-determination. This congressional briefing is an important step for the federal government to recognize that this undemocratic framework is unsustainable and a violation of basic rights under U.S. and international law. Right to Democracy's Environment and Democracy Fellows, community leaders representing each territory, will share how federal decisions made without democratic participation shape their daily lives, from public health and disaster relief to voting rights and environmental policy. Sabrina Suluay Mahuka, founder of Finafinau, and Andra Samoa are attending the briefing. Neil Weir, co-director of Right to Democracy, said, for 125 years, the insular cases have normalized the federal government denying people in U.S. territories democracy and self-determination based on the Supreme Court's troubling view that they were alien races or savage tribes. The 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence is a major occasion for the federal government and the general public to recognize that U.S. colonial rule is real, wrong, and needs to end now. The briefing is open to congressional staff, press, and the public. Samoa Prime Minister Laulielmaliatoa Leote Schmidt says Samoa's good name is being spoken of badly around the world following reports that Samoan nationals have been charged with murder in Vietnam. Speaking at the Police Academy graduation ceremony, he referred to the case involving two Samoan nationals, Joseph Va'a and Steve Tofa, who have been charged by Vietnamese police. The Prime Minister said the matter was heartbreaking, especially because young people had been caught up in a situation involving large amounts of money. He said, "We also heard some sad news this week. It's heartbreaking for the children and young people of our country who are being used because of large amounts of money. It led to the journey of death and the passing away of some other young people of the country," the Prime Minister said, referring to Coconuts cartel leader Lorenzo Lemalu. It was the first time the PM made comments about the Vietnam shooting. Laulielmaliatoa said the incident had damaged Samoa's reputation and affected the good names of families, villages, and the nation. He said, "We should pray to God to show mercy and compassion towards Samoa's wishes and spirit, because now the whole world is hearing about Samoa's good name being spoken of badly because of carelessness, because of lack of thoughtfulness, because of failure to protect the names of families, the names of villages, the names of parents, and above all, the good name of our government and nation." The PM used the occasion to warn the police graduates not to allow themselves to be corrupted. And that's the news.